June 19, page 184. Early training of children determines their future experience. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. Few parents take time to think of how much depends on the instruction and training a child receives during the early years of its life. It is at this time that the foundation of a child's character is laid. Mothers, do not forget that God requires you to give your children constant loving care. He does not want you to be a slave to your children, but He does want you to teach them to live for Him. Day by day, give them lessons that will prepare them for future usefulness. One lesson that you will have to repeat over and over again is the lesson of obedience. Teach your children that they are not to rule, that they are to respect your wishes and yield to your authority. Thus you are teaching them self-control. When children lose their self-control and speak passionate words, the parents should for a time keep silence, neither reproving nor condemning. At such times, silence is golden and will do more to bring repentance than any words that can be uttered. Satan is well pleased when parents irritate their children by speaking harsh, angry words. Paul has given a caution on this point. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. They may be very young, but you cannot lead them to the right by losing patience with them. Let your calmness help to restore them to a proper frame of mind. Jesus loves children and youth. He rejoices when He sees Satan repulsed in His efforts to overcome them. Many a youth is in imminent peril through manifold temptations, but the Savior has the tenderest sympathy for him and sends His angels to guard and protect him. He is the Good Shepherd, ever ready to go into the wilderness to seek for the lost straying sheep. Mothers, do you sigh for a missionary field? In your home you have a missionary field in which you may labor with untiring energy and unflagging zeal, knowing that the results of your work will endure through all eternity. The work of the mother who has a close connection with Christ is of infinite worth. Her ministry of love makes the home a Bethel. Christ works with her, turning the common water of life into the wine of heaven. Christian parents, you are charged with the responsibility of showing the world the power and excellency of home religion. Be controlled by principle, not by impulse. Work with the consciousness that God is your helper. Guided by Him, your children will grow up to bless and honor you in this life and in the life to come. Review and Herald, January 24, 1907.